Hello. Hello.
How are you?
Oh, got no fingernails left.
That was horrible.
Oh, I just want it to be over.
What do you want to do?
Let's just get an episode out.
Sorted then. I only saw the second half of that. I can't remember what happened last week.
Don't worry about last week. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
Come on then, let's get on with it, lad.
Okay, 15 seconds. Okay, let me just get the notes up. 10.
Shelley, bring us a can of cider, please.
Hello, and on that note, welcome to the Two Tribes podcast. Sorry we've been away, guys, but we've been a bit busy, haven't we?
Work and all that rubbish.
And just like him.
Thank you, baby.
Oh, my gorgeous daddy. Does she need to go to Specsavers?
No.
And he's not started yet.
Yeah.
Oh, then hi, thank Shelley, you. Becca
Miller. That was Becca.
They sound the,
hi, Craig.
They sound the same now.
I know. They're both annoying bastards.
Hello.
Hi, Shelley Belly.
That's Becca.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Becca Miller.
Hi. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Oh, bless.
Why is Boston connected?
Oh, because I'm signed in as Universal After Dark.
Oh,
I was looking at it, looking at the stats today. So, yeah, what a stressful game that was, mate.
Oh, top of the league. Liverpool are top of the league.
Five.
Until next week.
Well, 9 days now before City play again.
Yeah, pressure's on them again.
Yeah, and they've just got to win again, haven't they?
All we can do is win what's put in front of us and hope they slip up, innit?
That was, I know you didn't see the first half. I seen the first half. It was hard work. Southampton made us work. It was so busy. They were very regimented. The fans were up for it. They knew what they were doing. And then out of nowhere, we got that little goal.
It's almost as if every team we're facing now thinks they're going to be the team that stops Liverpool's push.
Yeah, and I know people always say, oh, you Liverpool fans, meh, 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 meh. And they do, and we are. Because in that first half of football, I was like, oh, well, that's the league gone. We've lost the league now. So dramatic. Such a draw, McQueen.
I did it last week against Tottenham.
Yeah, just ridiculous. Right, both these teams are going to drop points before the end of the season. Both of them. It's just how many points they drop.
Yeah. Liverpool, I don't know. Every time I see them playing, they keep coming back from these games where they go behind, showing character and desire and fight. But makes me feel more we're going to do it.
Well, we've come from behind twice in this week.
But we're still conceding.
Yeah.
So fucking just stop. We've gone from such a solid back four to leaking silly goals now.
Yeah, but they didn't do nothing. They did nothing all game. They had a couple, literally two chances, and that was about it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not Henderson's biggest fan, but he turned the game when he came on. His energy.
We wanted to win. All the veins were sticking out.
Yeah. That's what you want to see, though. You want to see fucking someone coming off the bench and trying to say to the manager, hey, bollocks, I'm starting the next game.
He was only on the bench to keep himself fresh, basically. He's played a lot of football. They all have. They've all played a lot of football. He's that midfield right today. Fabinho was breaking up the play, but he was just off what he has been the last few games that he's played. Keita, again, you know, he scored a goal now, and you could see the relief coming off. Yeah. I think he's going to improve. He's a world-class player. He's got a world-class price tag. He's been fantastic for a few years now in German football. He's freaking dog's bollocks, but he's come to the biggest team in the world. It's bound to take some adjustment.
I mean, you know yourself, you've heard it on the social media and everything, people calling for Klopp said he's lost the plot, or to questioning all his substitutes and everything. He's just proved he knows what he's doing, you know what I mean?
Every game lasts 90 minutes. Play the game.
I mean, I must admit, when I saw Milner and Henderson getting warmed up, I thought, what the hell are they going to do? They're not going to turn the game. And, you know,
level heads.
That's why I pour tea and coffee for a living, and he's a football manager.
Level heads. He was putting on experience. Shaqiri was warming up at one point.
See, I was saying for Shaqiri to come on. Although, when I first came in, like I sort of missed like the first couple of minutes of the second half, so I was working. And, you know, I like to have my little bets on the footy when Liverpool are playing. So I was watching it, and I saw, don't know what to do. And then I saw Milner getting warmed up, and I thought, right, we could get a penalty here. I'm going to put Milner, £5 on Milner, 10-1. And as soon as I pressed confirm to put your little £5 bet on, that tackle on Mane happened in the box. Oh my God, penalty! And then realised Milner wasn't on the field.
Oh, fuck.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, bless you. Bless your cotton socks.
Whee! But 2-1. Fantastic win.
3-1.
We go again. We go again.
2-1 against Tottenham, if you can remember anything about that game.
I just remember lifting the roof.
Well,
because like you said there, I was resigned. That was it. I said, that's it. The push is over. We're not going to win this league this season.
I literally missed the entire Cup of Tottenham game because I was working. And I was able to see the last 2 minutes in work once I'd got to where I was going. And I literally lost my shit.
Yeah.
To turn it on and see the score that it was, I was like, oh, deflated, oh, sad. You know, yeah. And I watched it on Match of the Day, but I've slept since then.
They're definitely putting us through all the emotions, aren't they?
Yeah. We've got 15 points to play for. We could win, get all them points, and still come second.
Yeah.
I was coming out with all the crying it in. I'm touching wood.
I know. I mean, all the pundits and everyone are still saying the same thing. If Liverpool do end up being second, they've lost to probably the Premiership's greatest team that they've seen.
Well, basically, and Man City, if they do win the league, and that's a big if, they'll have amassed 200 points in two seasons, over 200 points in two seasons.
Yeah.
Which is stupendous.
I mean, like, there's no shame in losing to Man City. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
They're an immense side.
That does my head in all that. Oh, it doesn't matter. We tried hard and we come second. Oh,
yeah.
But because that's what's so catastrophic about the modern world we live in now. No one is that. But, you know, when they're on the X Factor and they get kicked off. Oh, well, I give it my best shot.
Wish everybody else good luck.
Yeah.
Oh, I lost to the better pairs.
I'd be punching them in the bollocks and everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we could.
The only downside about this season is, yeah, we're scrapping to the end with Man City, but when you go back 6, 7, 8 weeks, we could have been fucking 10 points ahead. All the little period went through where we lost points.
Yeah, but that's the nature of fixtures. It's here and now. This is the thing of the Gerrard slip back in the day, 2014. At that, you know, we dropped points all through that season. We went on an 11-match winning streak to get within touching distance. We come from nowhere that season. We were 3 games away from potentially winning the league, and Gerrard slipped. It's the fixture list. It is what it is. You know, it is what it is. What will be, will be.
Que sera, sera.
Anything about Everton?
Did Everton play? Who did they play? Newcastle. Was it after Newcastle game where they were 2-0 up?
Yeah, oh God, I need to get the results, don't I? Oh.
They were 2-0 up and lost 3-2, didn't they? Or was that the week before?
Welcome to the Two Times podcast where we talk about Liverpool and Everton. You're going to have to get a new host who's an Everton fan.
Oh, I don't want that. I don't like talking to Evertonians, I'll be honest with you. They're a needy bunch of fuckers.
Don't need to get Michelle's brother on?
No. Like, listen, if you could put a voice on dishwater.
If you ever listen to this, Dave, I'm sorry.
Right, let's have a look. So, it was West Ham, Everton, right, and Liverpool, Tottenham were the last week's results for the guessing game.
So, go on.
Yeah. So, Everton, right, you had Everton 2-1. Everton 1-2-0. So you get a point for that.
Get the crossbar.
I said 3-0 West Ham. I get
it. Nil point.
Oh no, sorry. I said 2-0. Yeah, that's it. I'm looking down instead of across. I said 2-0 to West Ham, so I get nil point. And then the result Silla, Ghost Silla, she said 1-0 West Ham. She gets 0.2. So, she said 1-0 Liverpool against Tottenham. So, she gets 1 point. So, she's on 8 points.
Nice one, Bobby.
You said... I said... I'm getting all confused here and too excited. 3-0 Liverpool. So, I get 1 point. So, that puts me on to 12.
Yeah.
And you said 3-0 Liverpool because I called you bluff, I think, and guessed the same as you.
Yeah.
So you get 1 point, so you're on 10 points.
Ooh. So close the gap by a point.
Yeah. Pulling it in. Now it's FA Cup weekend and then it's European Cup midweek. But let's sign. What's our next fixture?
Well, we're off podcast, is that what you say? When we spoke today.
Oh, yeah.
We predicted this game, didn't we?
Oh, look, yeah, okay, you twat. Go ahead, then.
So, I said 3-0 Liverpool.
Yeah, so you
what did you say?
3-0 Southampton. That was me gut. Me magic gut.
Close the gap to a point.
So you're on 11 points. I'm on 12 points. And result, Ghost Silly is on 8 points. So go, Silla. Do you want to come down out of the clouds?
Hello. I'm not very happy about the way the results have been going. My Bobby is getting a right old earful. And don't start me on that Dale Winton. And Ken Dodds here. We've had some terrible news up in heaven.
What's happened up in heaven?
Ken Dodd's dad's dog's dead.
Did he?
No, Jordy. Anyway, I've got to get back on my cloud. I'll see you next week, boys.
See you, Silla.
See you, Silla. She's getting celebrity status, you know. She was on Two Tribes podcast the other day.
This is Two Tribes?
Oh, yeah. She was on there half and half scarves.
Oh?
Yeah, she was.
She moonlighting?
Yeah, she's mooning.
Joe, you be slagging my arse off. I've got a cracking arse for the age of me.
Well, I'd have a go on it, silly.
Let's have a recap for Maya Graham.
Where's she from now? Jamaica?
I forgot about the accent.
Right, so there's the footy out the way. Should we get in our time machine? We need a time machine. sound effect. That's it. We've just won a game. Sound effect that, because you're buzzing. If we'd have just lost, it would have been blah, 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 blah. Oh, fuck off and go to bed.
Shelly.
Michelle.
Come on, campers.
Oh, get it down, you lad.
Oh, lazy ass.
Did she tell you to get it yourself?
Yeah.
You've been to work all day.
Bitch, been to work all day. Smack your ass.
Freaking Evertonians. Bitter, bitter blue.
Oh, last one.
Oh, no, what are you... Oh, I've got a right little treat for you tomorrow and bringing over.
Oh. What are you bringing over to it? Is it a secret, or can you tell me now?
No, I sent you the link to it before.
It's... Oh, that with the bottle of whiskey?
Yeah.
Was this what you were talking about last week when we went to cinema?
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, right, we're going back in our time machine to 84-85 season.
Yeah.
And there was three games of footy.
Yeah, my first meeting was the Charity Shield.
That is correct.
The season opener, yeah. 18th of August, 84,
yeah,
at the Wembley.
This is a resurgent Everton that are about to do great things.
Yeah.
And by all accounts, right, well, here's the Liverpool team. Now, like, the last game the last season we talked about was Souness's last season. And,
yep.
And he basically dragged us to the treble, the League Cup, the League title, and the European Cup for the fourth time.
Yeah,
he scored in the penalty shootout, and that was. I've read a book about that. I don't know what it is, but I like it. I don't know what it is, but I love it. That's the title. The cracking book of that season. That wasn't a very good Liverpool team. That was a weaker Liverpool team. But it went on to achieve great things.
Yeah.
So the new season kicks off. We've got Grobbelaar, Phil Neal, Alan Kennedy, Mark Lawrenson, Ronnie Whelan, Alan Hansen, Kenny Dalglish, Sammy Lee, Ian Rush, Steve Nicol, John Waugh. What film was he out of?
That's Escape to Victory.
Oh, yes. Liverpool player.
Although he was an Ipswich player when he was in that.
Bastard. He's shit. look at the subs bench. It says goalies here. Bob Boulder, Paul Walsh, Gary Gillespie, Michael Robinson, David Hodgson.
Yeah. Now.
Go on.
The season, was this still where you could only have one sub in the league?
Yeah.
So how come, was it, I can't remember, was it just all cup games where you could have five?
I think
five subs, wasn't it?
Yeah, on here it is, on Wikipedia it says.
And still in the league games, it was only one sub. So it must have just been cup games, or was it just the Charity Shield?
Yeah, it might have been that, because it was a, I don't know.
It's just a little knock around, isn't it?
Now, the Everton team was Southall, Gary Stevens, John Bailey, Kevin Ratcliffe, Derek Mountfield, Peter Reid, Trevor Stephen, Adrian, Inchy Heath, Graham Sharp, Paul Bracewell, Kevin Richardson, Jim Arnold, Andy Gray, Alan Harper, Kevin Sheedy, and Ian Marshall. You forget he played for Everton. He was our older one when he got famous to us.
The two line upstairs full of internationals, British internationals, apart from our Brucey. Brucey's the only non homegrown player, wasn't he?
Yeah, British internationals through both teams. The majority of the Everton team is English. The majority.
Yeah.
And
I think all through our success, all through our best seasons, we've always had jocks on the side, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we were looking at that team. We're long in the tooth there. There's a few players there you like. Alan Kennedy, yeah. Phil Neal.
Running on memory.
Yeah. We got beat. I know. Now, it says here 100,000 on the nose was at the stadium, but we got beat. Bruce Grobbelaar, Oggy, 55 minutes.
Yeah. I think Sharp took the shot, didn't he?
Yeah.
And Hansen ran back, cleared it off the line, kicked it against Grobler, and it went in.
Oh, right, okay.
That's how it was an oggie.
Bastards. So that's the first game. So things are changing, things are afoot here. Because the second game on the 20th of October, 1984, Liverpool versus Everton. Division 1, Anfield, 45,545.
Same result, wasn't it?
Graham Sharp. Now, is this the wonder goal?
No, that was last season, wasn't it?
Was that the last season one?
Yeah. The one where they... Oh, no, the wonder goal. Now, I was talking about the Grobler save when he tipped it over the post.
Now, where he sort of comes over his shoulder and he smacks it into the Andy Rose end.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was this one, yeah.
Yeah, cracking yeah. goal, that, like.
It was always on Match of the Day for fucking a couple of seasons, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know much about this game, really, to be honest.
Well, the back four is still the same. Still that ancient. Jan Molby got a game in midfield. He was Souness's replacement, basically.
Not the same calibre, but fucking what a replacement.
Oh, yeah. Totally different player. Like, I seen him score in the 87-88 season coming back from injury against Aston Villa reserves. He got the ball in the centre circle, turned and chipped a keeper at the cop end. And then just walked back to a starting position. Just amazing.
What a player. But he's responsible for the worst football game I think we've ever been and seen.
Of
his testimonial.
Oh, it was shocking. We got off at half time.
I don't think he even got to half time, did he?
And we went.
We were out before the fucking half time whistle.
Yeah, we went home and played Worms. We played with our Worms. Strange how you remember that shit like that. Terrible game. So there's Everton again. Fast forward. Now this is late. This. The 23rd of May. Is this after the FA Cup final? Oh.
Text. My recording went a bit funny. After the FA Cup final.
It's the 23rd of May. That's late.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what happens 6 days after this game, don't you? So of course the cup final couldn't have been after Heysel, could it?
No, well, they must have had Heysel's the FA Cup finals before the end of the season back then, because this is a league game, and this might have. I mean, I don't know the fixture list, but this must have been the last game of the season.
Yeah, it's late, that, isn't it? It's got to be either the last or the second to last. Yeah, I would have thought.
Now, they did us again. 1-0.
Yeah, to got the hat-trick over us.
Very often. 53,000,
51. Yeah. Paul Wilkinson scored. Nope. Remember him? And I just remembered having a big wog of hair and a big bushy moustache. A big tall spike.
No idea. I've got no memory of him.
I've got a feeling he played for Coventry, but I might be making that up.
Well,
I can picture his face and I can see him in a Coventry shirt, but I might just be making that up.
The final league table. Everton win the league with 90 points. Still a 42-game season. Liverpool comes second with 77 points.
Massive 13-point difference.
And you look at our points total tonight, 82 points, and we still might go second.
Oh. Yeah, we've got Spurs third, Man United fourth, Southampton fifth, and Chelsea back in sixth. Yeah. Have you had a look down this season?
Sunderland and Stoke. they're journeymen of teams, aren't they? That just go down all the time.
Yeah.
And then come up and then go down.
Yeah, they go down in the first division for a couple of seasons, two or three seasons, and have a good season, come back up and then sit back down again.
So, I was trying to be a bit smart here with the Hit Parade.
Oh, dear.
Because I was going to talk smart about a couple of songs either side as well. But where's the...
Oh. Me too. We'll go back to the Travis Shield then.
Yeah,
the number one.
I did
then
have it, but it's gone.
Yeah. George Michael, Careless Whisper.
I remember that, yeah.
That was his first solo number one. He was still.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
He was still with Wham, but
Have you seen what the number one was before that? That's what. It was Two Tribes by Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Oh, how apt.
And this is the chart that I remember big style. Stevie Wonder was number one after it with I Just Called to See.
Yeah. Well, Careless Whisper, the first Now album. Oh, I might be fucking getting this totally wrong now. I'm going by memory. The first Now album was a picture of a pig on the front with Now and this song I remember being on it. I might be proved wrong now. I might be proved to be a total frigging liar. But it seems this
Nick Branch should get right on that.
1984, the first Now album. Could be totally wrong here. I might have shot myself in the foot.
Yes.
Right, the 23rd of May. It was number one there. Just said it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Freedom. So George Michael was at number one for 3 weeks with Careless Whisper. And then by the 23rd of May, Wham were at number one with Freedom, and they were at number one for 3 weeks.
This was their year, wasn't it? Big style.
Was this the...
T-shirt that they had, Feed the World or whatever. All that.
The massive.
Yeah.
Even I wanted to shag it.
Did you?
Yeah. What a gorgeous man.
Was he?
With his bright white feet and his... his lovely white teeth and his big, lovely bouffon hair. Oh, what a stunning man he was.
Would you...
Oh, this side is quite strong.
He used to like things inside her. Inside his ass.
Next. Oh no! What was that? No, that was the 20th of October. The Freedom one, wasn't it? 23rd of May, 1985, was.
Yeah.
Have you got it written down?
19. Paul Hardcastle. Classic.
Yeah. Do you know what it was about? The age of the US servicemen in Vietnam War.
Cracking song, mate. I think I had the, or somebody and you had the 12 inch.
Did you have the Rory Bremner?
Yeah. What was that called? The cricket score.
The cricket. No, 19, not out. Did you have a look who knocked it? This was number one for 5 weeks. Did you have a look and see who toppled it? The Crowd, You'll Never Walk Alone. The Fund for the Bradford Fire Disaster.
Oh, it just shows you. That was horrific, that. That was absolutely... Oh, that's still heartbreaking, that. What?
That was another thing I actually saw.
That was live, wasn't it, on the telly?
Yeah. I'm surprised. It's stunning how, when looking back, you think, why did the cameras keep rolling? Because they must have known there was people dying in that fire.
Well, I don't know if they actually thought the game was going to go on at one point. But then, I don't know, you just can't qualify it, can you? Have you done any TV work? Of course I have. This is my little bit. This always amazes me.
1984. Brookie. If I say to you, Alan Bleasdale.
Oh, yeah. Boys in the Black Sea.
Andrew Schofield.
Yeah. I used to sell him his zone ticket at Kirby train station. Yeah.
Did you? Do you remember what the premise of the programme was on? What the thing was, it was all about?
Him, wanting to be the footballer for Liverpool. He was a footballer. I think he was Sunday League or whatever. And he was desperate to go for a trial for Liverpool.
Yeah. And his teachers... I couldn't remember this until I read it. And then when I read it, I remembered it all came flooding back. His teachers were trying to get him to take part in the school pantomime. And they kept promising him that they'd get him a trial with Liverpool if he took part. And he kept having these dreamlike sequences, didn't he? Where he kept seeing Liverpool players talking to him. Like Kenny Dalglish was in it, Graeme Souness. They had the main part.
It was the game last season. We read out one of the facts, the game at Anfield. Scully runs onto the pitch with the team.
That's right.
Now, is that in his dream or was that the climax at the end of the I think it was the climax. I can't
remember. I think I said last time we spoke about it, I've got the DVD, the Blu-ray there to watch. Obviously, I saw it while it was on the telly. Now, I remember that sequence where he comes running out at the end with all the team. And I don't know whether that actually happened, whether he got in the team or whether that was a dream sequence. I'll have to have another look. Do you remember who played his brother? A famous musician.
Elvis
Costello.
Oh, Daddy.
Yeah. He wrote the theme tune. And I've just got a little bit of that for you here. Oh, I'm watching the video as well. He's Brucey. Little Sammy Lee. Turning the town red. Yeah. So Scully, it consisted of 6 30-minute episodes and the finale was an hour.
Oh, bloody hell. I had it on video, probably sold it at the car booty.
I've got it on the Blu-ray. I
borrowed one of your Blu-rays, mate. I had it for 6 years.
I know. And then just give it back to me, saying I've never watched it.
I watched it on Netflix.
Right. Next teleprogramme. Thomas the Tank Engine started.
You shitting me?
Nope. Thomas the Tank, 1984. You know, narrated that, don't you? And the fucking snow.
My name's Ringo. I'm not playing drums. I'm drinking Brandy Alexander. Remember when we used to drink Brandy Alexander's?
Oh, just because it was a Beatles drink.
Remember that mix you made on the PlayStation?
Music.
And you could lift, couldn't you, off CDs? That was a Beatles drink.
God, I'm sure I've still got that somewhere.
If you've got it, it's going on the podcast, lad.
Oh, I've got to try and look for that, yeah, because there was a computer program for the PlayStation called Music, and you could, like Craig said there, you can lift the
CD. You literally put the CD into the PlayStation.
And lift bits from it.
Boss.
And you can put all little drum beats on, and you're just building a song, aren't you, building music. God, I spent hours on that game. Absolutely.
We'd compare songs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I remember the Star Wars Cantina one you did. That was fantastic.
I don't know if I did that one or Mick Andrews did it. But it was me.
Oh.
It might have been me. I can't remember. I know Mick Andrews gave me the idea, or did he?
It's a Beatles drink. Yeah, oh my God, I'm going to find that. That was brilliant. I love that.
It'll be the outro.
You could be in for it.
Oh, that'd be boss, that. Do it, man. Do it. Make me cry. How long's your bum hole?
What? How long is my Did I just say, like, how long is my bum hole?
Yeah, I'm just twiddling mine now. It's dead long. It's doing me head in.
I can't really say I've ever sort of examined.
We'll just have a little play.
I'm at the age now where I'm getting long ear.
Yeah,
hair,
I pull mine out all the time.
I pulled one out my nose. No, I didn't pull an ear hair out my nose, but I had a long nose hair. It was dead hard and thick, and when I pulled it out, my eyes were bloody leaking. I sneezed about 4 or 5 times afterwards.
So go ahead, more telly. Give us more telly. Thomas Jesus. Out of his beard.
1984, a powerful commentary on the news. The newsreader, Michael Bay.
Oh, Ethiopia. Yeah. Oh, that's terrific. I remember that.
Do you know what? Yeah. As soon as I read it, just the image of that commentary just came straight back to me. It's just engraved in my
Bob
mind.
Geldof never said it, did he, at Live Aid? Give us your fucking money.
Just give us your fucking money.
Mine was Jerry Adams. I don't know who yours was.
Mine was Tony Adams.
Just give us your fucking money. Oh, I'm not saying it.
Here, you bastards, give me your money.
Give me your fucking money. More than this.
Oh, fucking love that. That's my favourite podcast.
It should just be a long woo on me for 2 hours.
Right, Telly
Savalas.
Oh, here's one for you. One of your heroes, one of your TV heroes. JR? No. If I say Big Pink Hammer.
Oh, Timmy Mallett.
Timmy Mallett. The Wide Awake.
We're Wide Awake. I don't know Saturday the rest mornings. Of the words. All I go is, we're wide awake. Na, 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 na. And we're wide awake. Na, 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 na. We're still wide awake. Na, 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 na. Wide awake. And they went the words. I can't remember it.
Come on, James. Oh. Everybody on television has done it. Oh, I'm just putting it on. I'm not doing it. Hold on, let's have a look, see if we can find Wide Awake Club.
So Mallett was no repeat the words, no repetition, no pause, and you'd get a smack on the head with the mallet.
Yeah.
There'll be kids now who are like 40-year-old men who've got Alzheimer's already and brain damage.
No. Oh, come on, James. Oh, it's just an episode of the Wide Awake Club. No one's
oh, didn't take. Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
We're wide awake. Oh, I got it right. Oh, class. 1985 is about the time I start to be wide awake with a tent every morning.
And it had been raining inside.
Oh, God. Oh, I met him.
And who else was on that?
That fit one.
It was her first job, Michaela Strachan. Oh,
that was her first TV job. Stunning. I bet you she's still stunning now.
Yeah, I remember when she had that hitman and her with Pete Waterman, didn't she? And she came to our local, she came to our Fifth Ave and Ritzy.
Is that a Costa now?
No, it's the Odeon.
Oh, yeah, she was tidy.
Yeah, she probably still is.
She'll be one of them stunning. I mean, she must be about four. Alexa, how old is Michaela Strachan? 42. 46.
47.
Michaela Strachan is 52 years old.
No!
What?
Did that answer your question? Yes, thank you. 52 on the 7th. Oh, shut up now. 52 on the 7th of April. 52. I would with yours. My driving instructor used to say to me, I'd shovel in shit uphill. Or another favourite, I'd use air shit for toothpaste. So for years, I used to use shit for toothpaste.
Oh, okay.
Oh, bless. Have you got any more footy facts?
No, that's it. I'm dried out.
What happened then?
I'm just thinking about you brushing your teeth with fucking shit.
It's not my shit. It was a fit.
What's it worse?
It was a Fitbit shit.
As if it's okay to brush. As if it's okay to brush your fucking teeth with your own shit.
Kate Strachan shit.
I suppose I would. Can't argue
oh my
that.
God. And on that note.
Ref!
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.